Alternative papers like the Shepherd Express in Milwaukee and the Wausau City Pages can be the go-to guides for local politics and arts coverage. Madison's Isthmus publisher and editorial director, Vince O'Hearn, says it's been a rough 5 years for all print. More people turn to the internet for classified ads, a major income source for newspapers. O'Hearn says the dedicated readership and strong content attract advertisers, keeping Isthmus afloat.
That alternativeness, that having another place to go for information and another perspective on things, is still valuable in the public sphere, but the rules have changed in terms of profitability.
La Crosse's Second Supper cut back a year ago, becoming a monthly publication with even fewer pages. Editor Adam Beeson says he'd love to be a weekly again. The ad revenue is just not there.
I wish we could convince people to buy into us, because I think the long-term success of an independent press benefits the success of the culture as a whole. And independent local businesses are definitely part of it.
In Eau Claire, the biweekly Volume 1 continues to grow. Editor and publisher Nick Meyer says they now run an event production company and a store that sells local products. He says this creates a multi-leveled experience for readers who now have a place to purchase art from a painter they read about or go see a live show from a musician featured in the paper. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.